Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the MSU Mavericks, Eric Means. And coach, first of all, your team's awfully young. 12 freshmen, 16 out of the 23 are underclassmen. Is it safe to presume this is a rebuilding year for you guys?
Yeah, no question. I mean, we knew coming into the year it was going to take a little bit of time because we are, you know, so young. And then it doesn't help when two of your captains are out too. So it just compounds the problem a little bit. But yeah, we knew it was going to be a little bit of a rebuilding year.
Besides the two, do you have backup captains?
We have our one captain, and that's it. The only girl we got right now.
Your team is being led on the scoring side of things by two freshmen, Nicole Schrammel and Hannah Davidson. Talk about what they bring to the plate.
Well, you know, they're different players. Hannah's a player that brings a lot of intensity every day. She works extremely hard, really good physical tool. She's fast. Nicole's kind of the complete opposite. She's kind of your stereotypical, just a hockey player, extremely intelligent. Tremendous hockey sense. She just got a knack of being around the puck, and she can create a lot of her opportunities up by herself.
You've got a great goaltender, Erin Krichever. Had a great weekend against the Gophers. 100 saves. She's number 4 in the country right now. Talk about her play.
Erin's been outstanding. In a lot of those nights, like you mentioned with the Gophers, I mean, she's seen 45, 50 shots a lot of nights, and she's done an amazing job for us. And hopefully she can just continue to be the backbone of our team.
Your team's still looking for its first win this season. The only point coming against St. Cloud in a tie. Do you kind of feel like Bemidji State would be the team that you could possibly beat this year?
Right now, I'll take a win against anybody. It really doesn't matter. The one thing I've liked is that in the last 4 weeks, we've started to practice better. You know, with 13 freshmen on our roster, it's just, you know, we needed to learn every day what it's like to actually compete hard. So we're starting to see that in practice right now. And eventually, that'll show up on Friday and Saturday.
BSU's under new head coach Jim Scanlon. Obviously, this team's having their second best season ever in program history. After watching film, what's the one thing you noticed about BSU that's different than any other years?
Watching the film, I don't know if there's anything a little different. I think, if anything, the scoring's a little bit more balanced than it's been in the past. They had that one line a few years ago with Erickson, and they did all of the scoring. And then you had, Montana on the blue line and stuff. So I think this year it's kind of more of scoring by committee. Girls are scoring here, and there's a lot of girls in that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 point range. So it hasn't been one particular line. It's been everybody that's helping out.
Have you prepared any differently knowing that there is 4 lines that are scoring?
No, I mean, quite honestly, where we're at right now, we just got to worry about ourselves as opposed to looking at another team and going, we need to stop this girl, stop that girl. We just need to worry about ourselves and playing well.
Besides goaltending, what other strengths does your team bring to tonight's game?
Right now, we're just looking to work hard every single day. Mm-hmm. Probably the thing we're really trying to get at them is to come from the opening drop of the puck and be ready to go. Since we are so young, we have a tendency to wait to see how the game's going. And by that time, it's a little too late. That's kind of what we're worrying about, is just a good start tonight.
I was chatting with one of our upperclassmen, obviously has experience against Minnesota State, and she said they're one of the hardest working teams, your team, that is. Bemidji State's pretty much the same way. This league has kind of forced teams to be that hardworking, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We've had a little bit of a dip this year. That was something that we've always kind of prided ourselves on, being a hard team to play against, and we haven't gotten that yet this year through 14 games. But like I said, we're getting closer, and we'll be there by the end of the year.
I know these two teams have always played very close games scoring-wise. I know last year you guys beat Bemidji State. What's it going to take to get another win?
I think we're just going to have to play good. We're going to have to keep it, somewhere between 2 and 3 goals. With how little we've scored that, we probably can't let them get to 4 or 5 or we could be in trouble. So we got to make it a low-scoring game and have a chance to win it at the end.